After what seemed like a lifetime of pain, Linda began to notice how fragile she felt, as if she might shatter. Yet at the same time, she felt a soft, glowing warmth in her chest. Then she began to see her experience with Tom as a gift. She felt her pain of betrayal fully, and she remembered other times and other people with whom she was the betrayer. She wondered if there might have been more such instances in other lifetimes. The betrayed and the betrayer changed roles and changed back again. She had played both. A process completed itself within her. The experience of healing was enormous, but when, a day later, she heard Tom's car in her driveway, she wondered how she could see him. She still felt very fragile. But the thought occurred to her that the universe would not ask more than she could do. She set the intention to create harmony and continue her healing, and she went to meet Tom. As she saw him, she realized that she loved him, but in a very different way. She told him quietly that she knew he had been engaged while she thought they were in a monogamous relationship. She told him she loved him and that she was grateful for the gift she had received from her experience. She also told him that integrity was important to her and that she could not relate with him as before because she could not trust him. As she spoke, she felt liberated. The words, "The truth shall set you free," seemed to run through her, thrilling her. None of her old habits were left, and she did not need to pretend to understand Tom's behavior. There were no hurt feelings to nurse for years. There was no one to blame. She knew that Tom would not understand everything she was saying, and she did not need him to. She was at peace with Tom, and she still is. She learned to create harmony. Creating harmony does not require you to become a doormat to others. In fact, it demands that you do not. Because when you make yourself a doormat, people will clean their shoes on you. Creating harmony requires the courage to fail the expectations of others, to object when you feel an objection is appropriate, and to say no, yes, or maybe, without expectation. The creation of harmony is spiritual activism. You devote your energy to what you believe, but you do not make others wrong, tolerate violence, or contribute to it. Nor do you confuse kindness with weakness, or need with love.